What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And one of the comments I've made about current affairs in the world is how the U.S. is making war while our supposed enemies, Russia and China, are building things and making deals. And China, of course, is doing the Silk Road Belt to speed commerce between Europe and China and Russia. And Russia is now doing a major project to open up a Northern Sea route. And if there's any country that knows how to deal with harsh Arctic weather, it's Russia. They have the world's only nuclear-powered icebreakers, for example. And what they're getting ready to do is establish a route along the northern edge of Russia to speed commerce again to Europe. And they're saying that basically this will cut shipping time almost in half. And the other positive is that it means they don't have to use the Suez Canal, which is right in the middle of an area that looks to be on the verge of a regional war. So that's another reason why people don't want to go the traditional shipping routes. It's another reason why China's Silk Road Belt is looking increasingly attractive. So Russia is investing a huge amount of resources into a new generation icebreakers to keep the sea lanes open, and hardened, ice-capable super tankers and cargo carriers. And it will dramatically change the shipping industry for much of the world. Now then, J. Crew, like so many other retailers, is hitting hard times. Sales have plunged. They're getting ready to close 50 of their stores. And you know, if they're doing that just at the start of the holiday shopping season, which begins tomorrow, you know they're really in trouble. Now, getting on to Europe, apparently the United Nations is predicting there's going to be a second mass migrant wave to Europe, and they're saying it's imminent. And Europe is really beginning to panic, except for Brussels and Angela Merkel, who think this is all hunky-dory. But apparently Great Britain is going to pay France millions more to stop a new wave of migrants coming out of Calais and crossing through the Channel Tunnel. So Great Britain is now sending France this money, which France supposedly will use to bolster their security along the highways leading to the Channel Tunnel. Over in Sweden, things are so bad there now that joggers in the city of Oskarshamn now can ask for armed police officers to accompany them while they're out jogging because there have been so many attacks. All of this that we're seeing in Europe is coming here. It's already started in a lot of places. It's all because this idea of open borders and that humans have a right to just go wherever they want. And the problem is that when you open up the borders wide and you're not being selective who comes into your country, what comes into your country includes gang members, people fleeing prosecution, criminals, rapists, and the contagious. Now, as you know, Hungary, and particularly Orban, have been on the warpath against George Soros, saying that he is to blame for much of the damage done to Europe through the open borders policy, and that it's time to investigate George Soros for how much influence he has on leaders in Europe, and whether bribes were involved or other encouragements. And now the U.S. State Department is giving $700,000 to Hungarian media to support George Soros And they're paying for programming that will propagandize the people of Hungary against Orban and nationalists. Talk about interfering in the internal affairs of other nations. There's a good example. There's been another hate crime hoax. This was over at Parkway Central High School in Chesterfield, Missouri. And apparently somebody wrote White Lives Matter and the N-words on a mirror inside of a girl's bathroom. And everybody was triggered. And, oh, my goodness, it's racist. And those white people, they've got to go. And it turned out it was a non-white student who did this. And it's past time for the government and the corporate media to acknowledge that there are so many hate crime hoaxes. It's an epidemic out there for political purposes. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. Now, this story, it's a case of, yeah, the mom was technically wrong, but maybe the government's going a little too far. Basically, it has to do with a mother in Norfolk, West Virginia, who was concerned about how school officials were doing nothing to stop her 9-year-old daughter from being bullied at school. So she put a digital audio recorder in her daughter's backpack to record the bullying. Now, the school found the recorder, and they charged the mother with felony use of a device to intercept oral communication and misdemeanor contributing to the delinquency of a minor. And she's looking at 5 years in prison on that felony charge. And I think that's excessive. I think that case ought to be tossed out. I mean, look at the position the mother was put in. Her daughter is being bullied. We know that this generation of students can be very violent. We had that story about 45 teachers up in Philadelphia have quit teaching because they're being beaten up by their own students. So the school was doing absolutely nothing about the bullying, and the mother wanted to protect her daughter. So I hope the prosecutor who actually gets this case just says this is nonsense, or get a judge that says this is ridiculous. This is a very poor application of the law. Now, here's another case of overreaction, and this goes back to that phone call that we got about apparently somebody had a gun in a gun case, thought there was a gun store, gun repair place in the mall. It wasn't. Was going back to his car, called the police. The police locked down the mall for the rest of the day. Here's another example. And apparently this innocent man's home was destroyed by police after 50 SWAT officers responded to reports of a man shoplifting a shirt and two belts from a store. And the man whose home was destroyed, Leo Leck, did not have any ties to the individual the officers were pursuing. We're not even sure why they showed up at that address. But they showed up and launched a 19-hour standoff that included the use of armored vehicles, breaching rams, high-caliber rifles, chemical agents, flashbang grenades, and remote-controlled robots. And the home was declared collateral damage. It was a total loss. They destroyed the house. And the police gave him $5,000 in compensation. And so if I read this right, the guy the police were chasing just hopped into this home, just picked one at random. And the cops just demolished the place. Said, here's $5,000. That should make everything okay. Another scandal with all this sexual assault stuff. A while back, the USA gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar was accused of sexual abuse of team members of the Olympic team, and apparently a lot of the girls have since gone public saying, yes, it happened. And Larry Nassar has now pled guilty to sexual assault. They were expecting to plead not guilty, but just before the trial got started, he changed his plea. I want to ask a question, and this applies to all these people who are inappropriately engaged in sexual contact with other people that's unwelcome, and especially with children. Are they on prescription antidepressants? Because I'm looking at this increasingly bizarre behavior of the American people as a whole. And I'm wondering if it's because we're being medicated into a psychotic state. Now, we already know there's a link between prescription antidepressants and violence. But prescription antidepressants, they basically remove your inhibitions. They make it very difficult to resist an impulse. Impulse control is a major problem. I remember one story from over at SSRIs.org about an attempted suicide where they got to the young man in time. And when it was all over and they said, why did you do it? And he said, I don't know. It just popped into my head and I couldn't help myself. Because I think looking around, we have to acknowledge that there seem to be a lot of nutcases walking around the street, walking around Capitol Hill, walking around the Hollywood studios, walking around Wall Street. Now, here's a good one, getting on back to guns and gun stores. The founder of Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson, is now claiming Russian spies have infiltrated the National Rifle Association. Now, he did not elaborate on the claim, but apparently the idea now is that if you're a gun lover and you support the NRA, you're a Russian stooge. We're going to have to take you before the House Select Committee on Un-American Activities, which they're going to bring back. Maybe they're going to dig up Joseph McCarthy. I mean, it really is silly. And back in the 1950s, this kind of stuff worked because the American people were very naive, very trusting, very gullible. But those days are gone. Now, Essentia Health in Minnesota has fired 50 employees because they refused to get the flu shots. And the healthcare provider set a deadline for employees to get the flu shots or to get a doctor who would give them an exemption for the flu shots. And they were also allowed to opt out for religious reasons. But it basically came on down to this idea. They still believe that the flu shot is going to increase patient safety. And so they fired these 50 employees. Now, the problem with that is the people who've got the vaccines are the contagious ones. You don't get the flu or the mumps or the measles from healthy people who have not been vaccinated. You are more likely to get these illnesses from people who have the vaccines because they're sweating that pathogen. And remember, it came out about a week ago that the way they manufacture the flu vaccine alters the flu virus. They culture it in egg whites, and the virus mutates to a flu that attacks chickens, which means when you get the vaccine, you're building antibodies for the wrong kind of flu, and that's why the flu vaccine has been so ineffective. But they're still out there pushing it because it makes money. It makes lots of money. Now, we've been talking about the crisis in American tap water, how it's heavily contaminated. Nobody seems interested in fixing it. Their solution is go on out and buy bottled water. Yes, it's more expensive, but you know it's healthy and clean, and You can just pretend all that plumbing in your house is just a decoration. But apparently there is a town in Michigan that is trying to block Nestle's attempt to steal millions of liters of water from the Great Lakes. Now, Nestle is trying to build a pipeline booster pumping station near the town of Evart, Michigan, in an effort to supply more water to its plant in Stanwood, 50 kilometers away. And the town is saying, basically, there's an upper limit on how much water can be taken out. And they're concerned that this added pumping station means Nestle is going to take more water than they're really allowed to. But I think we need to go back to having safe, clean water provided to us by the water utilities. That's what they're supposed to do. Now, we're very lucky here in Hawaii. We've got really good water. It's exceptionally hard. But I remember when I was a kid, nobody had any problem with the water coming out of faucets. You could drink out of the garden hose. Nobody worried about that. Anyway, the other day we were talking about internet speeds. We were talking about how Spectrum got sued by the state of New York because they're not actually delivering the bandwidth that they advertise or bill for. And I commented on the irony that the United States, which invented the internet, has fallen way behind the rest of the world in internet speeds. And so somebody sent me this article from Recode.net. The United States ranks 28th in the world in mobile internet speeds. 28th. And this is critical because more and more people are interacting with the World Wide Web over their mobile devices. But it's another sign of a nation in decline. Because governing is choosing, and governing is prioritizing, and we've got to spend the money on bombs and bullets and poison gas to give to the Syrian rebels to kill Syrians and blame Assad for. We can't fritter away the money on things like better infrastructure. You people are just complaining too much. Now, as you know, we're coming up on this vote where the FCC clearly intends to end net neutrality. And along with that, apparently the FCC has voted to allow the media monopolies to decide what local news you will see. Now, that's a very dangerous precedent. Obviously, the large corporate media is controlling and filtering the national news. But up until now, your local news basically was your local news. And yes, there were items being fed on in. But apparently now the FCC thinks that the network should decide what the local news is going to carry and what they're not going to carry. They're trying to centralize control over all the propaganda. And by the way, they ran the movie 1984 on cable yesterday. It's a very dark film, but we're there. We're pretty much there. Fake news from the government, endless wars based on lies, use of torture, televisions that watch us. Anyway, now, as you know, Eric Schmidt came on out the other day and said that Google's algorithms were going to be written to start de-ranking Russia Today and Sputnik News. Well, now he's reversed that and said that there is no concrete plan to derank content of Russian media. There was apparently a huge public pushback of people saying, we're not going to use Google News. You know, you give us the news, let us decide what's real and what isn't real. So we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back to these few words.
We'll be right back. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And grab your pencils and papers, people, because the address, if you want to support Republic Broadcasting, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you want to phone on in with a donation via credit card or debit card, the number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. Now, getting on back to the world of computers, earlier in the week, we reported on how security experts had discovered that an anti-malware feature in Microsoft Windows, address space layout randomization, had stopped working in both Windows 8 and Windows 10, and they suggested that this was obviously some kind of a bug. Microsoft has now issued a statement saying that address space layout randomization is working as intended, and the lack of randomization is a feature, not a bug, which suggests that Microsoft got an instruction to turn that off because it was interfering with the government getting into your machines. Now, apparently, if you are a user of Linux 4.14, you need to disable Bcash, because apparently there is an issue in there that results in massive data corruption. I think we've allowed the technology to become too complicated. Can't manage it anymore. Rome went through the same thing during its collapse. During Rome's golden age, they were doing all this amazing engineering. They invented concrete, and they built the road system and the aqueducts and buildings that are still standing today. But then as Rome sank into debt, they simply couldn't maintain what they had built before, and it all started falling into ruin. And it feels like that's what's happening here in this country. By the way, for those of you who like your privacy, apparently Google Chrome's incognito mode has been declared as worthless. And this is an article that came out of governmentslaves.info. And apparently that it is still possible to get information regarding who you are through that incognito mode. Maybe Google just put it in there to make you feel like you were a little bit more private. Because certainly Google and all these other companies understand that privacy has become very important to users of the internet. We don't want other people to know where we're going, what we're looking at. And it's a matter of principle. It's not that we're doing anything wrong. It's just we're private. We have an instinct for privacy. And so we may be seeing the beginning of browsers that are saying, we promise to protect your privacy, just as a marketing gimmick. Now, down on the island of Bali, there's been an eruption of Mount Agung. And, of course, 2 months ago it began to rumble and make the kind of noises that it might be erupting. And now it has erupted. So hopefully it won't be too bad. But, boy, it does seem like the entire Pacific Ring of Fire is just rocking and rolling right now, geologically. Now, we all know IKEA. I actually wish we had one here in Hawaii, but we don't. But when I lived in Southern California, we went there and we bought the furniture. And I love putting it all together with the Allen wrenches and everything they supplied. Although apparently that's going away and they're now going to just this sort of tongue and groove kind of locking system. But they've had a little bit of problem because apparently they had this line of dressers for children's room that were up on these legs that were spaced too narrowly. And apparently kids climbing on the front of these dressers were pulling them over. And apparently 8 kids have been killed. And only after the 8th child died, IKEA issued a recall. And as much as I like IKEA, I have to wag my finger at them and say, the recall should have happened after the first child was killed. When you looked at the design of the dresser and realized that the kid climbing on it, and kids are going to climb on everything in their room. That's just a fact of nature. You should have issued the recall at that point. Now, apparently, North Korea is all of a sudden very upset over having been put on the list of terror-sponsoring nations. And I can understand why they're upset, because it opens the door to more restrictions on North Korea from the U.S. and its allies, more sanctions. And again, it's just another in an escalating series of provocations to get North Korea to do something that can be seized on as justification for an outright invasion. And again, I've said this before, and I'm going to mention it again, because we're coming up on this Thanksgiving holiday, and it's a very symbolic, historically important holiday to Americans. We could easily see a false flag. More about that after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse so every
day. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call. Marguerite in Tucson. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Well, first of all, happy Thanksgiving, and to let you know how serious I am about giving thanks for you and RBN. I just donated 100 to RBN. I want to donate another 100 to you directly. And do I do that over your website, or how do I go about that?
So yes, if you go to my website. If you go to my website, right underneath the green part that has my face, there's a line of menu items, and the one all the way to the right is donate, and it will take you to the page where you can either use PayPal to send the money, or there's a postal address if you want to send box tops or coupons or something. Or you can go to the online store and buy one of our hideously overpriced donors mugs.
I don't need another mug, no matter how cute or not so cute. But also, you had a couple weeks ago, or less maybe, a man on who was talking about how he had some kind of a cancer and used medical marijuana, I believe. And he was, like, for an hour or so a guest. Can I find that somewhere? I looked for it, but I can't remember how long ago it was. Is that program still available, or can you have him on again?
It is. Well, we're going to have him on again because his story is very fascinating, but you can find the show in the RBN archives if you remember the particular date it happened.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, let's see. Unfortunately, I tend to delete the date of guests after they've been on. His name, I think, was Adam Park. Was actually a comedian up in Canada, and he did have prostate cancer.
That was who it was.
Well, that was who it was, Adam Park, yeah.
Right.
And he did have the cancer, and apparently because marijuana is illegal in Canada, he had to obtain marijuana illegally, clandestinely, from the dealers. And then he developed this process where he distilled it down to a medicinal oil that apparently he has been on, and it has driven his cancer systems into remission. Now, he's not saying that he's actually cured the cancer, but he's definitely surviving it.
Now, I just wanted to hear that again. I heard portions of it, but there was stuff going on. And so I had hoped I could find it again. But I, as I say, said that, you know, there are so many things to look up.
Yeah, that really is the problem. But you know what was interesting was after that story, a lot of our members were posting articles about research that had been done in both the United States and Great Britain, where these peer-reviewed research programs were showing that, yes, cannabis was killing cancer cells selectively. And then more recently, there have been these articles saying, oh, that's a bunch of nonsense. No, no, you should trust your pharmaceutical companies. You should trust your doctor and just go with the chemotherapy and the radiation, which are not only actually quite harmful compared to cannabis, but they're very expensive. They're big money makers. And
I
that's
call them
really
slash and burn.
I'm sorry?
I said I called those things slash and burn.
Yes.
Well, anyway, I was interested. I will look now that I have his name, because I could remember the name either. So now that I have the name, I will find him. And
all right.
And your wife, a very happy Thanksgiving, and I give thanks for programs like yours and RBN in general. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words here. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
I don't know if you've ever seen that Adam Runs Everything series, but they did a correction episode where they went back and said, oh, when we said this, we spoke too soon, and, you know, it turned out we made some mistakes. But one thing I heard you say is that evolution means that man descended from, and I'm like, excuse me, the theory of evolution, and if I'm not stating it exactly correct, it basically amounts to this. Within an ecosystem, there's a set of life forms, and if the environment changes, either the life forms within that ecosystem adapt to the new environment, or they die off. It, you know, and there's microevolution that says that there's changes within a species, like white-colored moss turning into dark-colored moss and like that, and then there's macroevolution, where fish ultimately become birds. And so we understand that there's a distinction between the two. But it is improper to say that evolution actually says that man descended from apes, because that's kind of a stretch, if you know what I'm saying. And that's the way.
No, I don't see this as a stretch at all. I mean, the DNA of a human and the DNA of a chimpanzee are different only by about 3% of the pairs. And we obviously share a lot of similar qualities, similar behavior patterns.
Yeah, but my point is that it's, you know, we need to distinguish between a caricature that the Scopes Monkey trial, the religious people were making a caricature of evolution instead of stating the theory accurately. They were drawing a conclusion that you're saying that there's no need for God, and I'm, you know, the evolutionist. And it's like actually... Oh, it depends on which form of which variant of the theory you're actually taking. So you do agree that the actual theory simply states that within an ecosystem, when the environment changes, either the life forms within that ecosystem adapt to the new environment or they die off. And, you know, survival of the fittest, I've heard that was actually something that somebody else attributed to Darwin that he may not have said himself.
Yeah, that's true. He didn't. And by the way, even though Darwin came up with this idea of species adapting to their environment, he was a very religious man himself. But it's not just changing environment that drives evolution. You can have catastrophism, which will trigger mutation, exposure to natural radiation that will trigger mutation. And so every once in a while, something will come along. We've all, if you've grown up on a farm, you've seen animals that are born malformed. But every once in a while, something is born that is able to survive and procreate and move the species forward. Look at the idea, the theory of the gamma ray bursts, just shower a planet with huge amounts of radiation, and they can kill off a lot of the planet's life. But it's thought that a gamma ray burst was responsible for one of the mass extinctions that took place during the Cambrian era. And it may have triggered mutations that led to this much more efficient mechanism of sharing genetic information among life forms, which accelerates evolution.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that it's some people hold that God actually guided evolution, and I'm like, well, that I don't have a problem with that. I'm not like Hank Hanegraaff, who has a book that he called The Face That Demonstrates the Farce of Evolution, because he likes to think he's clever about words and acronyms and all like that. But he's very simplistic, and he actually steals. I've known him to steal credit for other people's work and get very hostile when people take him to task about things, and you're a gentleman about things. You know, here's this guy calling himself a Bible answer man, and on your side you're an atheist who behaves like a gentleman, and I wish he would follow your example better in this regard where people disagree with him or take him to task. You can appreciate what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah,
and again, you know, I see the universe as coming about by purely natural means without the need for any kind of a divine intervention. Now, if you want to say that the entire universe is God, I could actually go along
pantheism.
With that. But I don't know that the universe collectively is sentient or certainly aware of us puny humans on our little tiny dust particle of a world, let alone listening to our prayers.
Yeah. Well, I would say that the one thing that that from what I've read of they named the electric car after him, Tesla. Had a view that basically there's dimensions that we cannot physically perceive, and just because we don't perceive them does not mean they don't exist. And on the other hand, Einstein and others that followed his mindset were basically materialists and that held that only the material universe exists. And I would have to, there was once somebody asked Einstein, what's it like to be the world's most intelligent man? And Einstein answered, how would I know? Go ask Nikola Tesla. And so I tend to agree with Tesla on that one, that there is a side to the creation that is supernatural. But that does not mean that I want to take a superstitious anything that basically obstructs people being accountable and responsible for their actions. You know, the devil made me do it, which is, you know, I believe that we need to be accountable and responsible, and we need to have a mindset that's based on, let's look at the evidence and follow where it leads. And if there's evidence that shows that there is a supernatural part of the created order, then let's not dismiss it because we're, prejudiced to the materialistic point of view. That makes sense?
Well, first of all, I view the word supernatural as simply being that which we don't have an explanation for yet. Whether you call it supernatural or magic, as Arthur Clarke used to say, one man's magic is another man's technology. And certainly, if you were to take many of our modern devices and time travel back to the Renaissance and show it off, they'd promptly burn you at the stake. But where Einstein was coming from was his relativistic universe, where he thought there were only the four dimensions. But if you want to get into the idea of additional dimensions and things that certainly come across as supernatural because they can't be explained yet, then you need to get into quantum mechanics, because there is some very weird stuff going on there. I mean,
well, and
really.
I've known people who didn't even know calculus, or to the best of my knowledge, this guy, he didn't even know physics. You know, what do you know? You know, it's like, he's all, I'm into quantum mechanics, and I'm like, in other words, he's bought into stuff that he read online that, you know, that, I don't know. The guy was, how shall I say, he was unlearned, to put it kindly. He was not trained in physics or philosophy. Mm-hmm. And so when he used the word quantum mechanics, I asked him questions. And, you know, I was like, dude, go take some classes before you talk to me about quantum mechanics. Because I had a hard time figuring out how something can be and not be at the same time. I'm like,
yeah.
What? Okay. Still.
Well, I mean, there's one. There's one very famous, and we're going to finish this up because we're coming up to the top of the hour. Okay. And the Lady Claire.
Yes, sir.
There's one very famous experiment in quantum mechanics, and it has to do with the principles of diffraction and interference. And the idea is basically that if you take a monochromatic light, like from a laser, and you shine it through a very narrow slit, it will spread out. Then if you have a second slit nearby, you'll have two of these fanned out bands of light. But where they fall on a screen, they'll interfere with each other, and you get this interference pattern of constant reinforcement or cancellation. And what's really interesting, they've discovered with quantum mechanics that even if you only have one photon, or in the case of the experiment I read about, one electron being emitted at a time, you're still going to see that interference pattern build up on a photographic plate, which suggests that there is, in fact, some thickness, call it duration, within the dimension of time, or something else is going on. But anybody who says they understand quantum mechanics, nobody understands quantum mechanics. It's still in its dark ages. Yeah. And there was a very famous debate between Einstein and Niels Bohr between the macro universe relativity and the micro universe quantum mechanics. And most people have concluded Niels Bohr won the debate. And Einstein spent the last of his life trying to come up with a grand unified field theory that would encompass both the effects we see in the macro universe and quantum mechanics, and unfortunately he failed.
That's the thing, is that, you know, it's a matter of coming to a mindset of how do things work. Like this guy I know who expects the universe to bow before him, and that's why I don't have anything to do with him anymore, because he gets angry and hostile to me every time things don't work out the way he expects them to.
Now, that's not a person that you should really invest a lot of time in. Anyway, listen, I need to let you go.
Okay.
We're running out of time.
Later. Okay.
Right.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for the phone call. Happy Thanksgiving. Marguerite in Tucson, if you are still listening to this show, the program that Alan Park was on aired on November 16th, earlier this month. November 16th was when that program aired. We're going to take a phone call now from Ken in Fort Worth. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, howdy. I went to the Grassy Knoll today, and there was a lot of people there and a lot of intelligent people there. It was nice to talk to some of them,
Yes, the huge thing.
Good crowd.
I mean, I remember I finally got to go to Dallas when SIGGRAPH was held there. And so I took time out from the convention, and I got in a taxi, and he said Dealey Plaza, and I walked around, and I went up to the little museum they were building there on the sixth floor and everything. And it's very emotionally powerful to actually be there. It's like when Claire and I first moved here to Hawaii, and the first time we went down to the Arizona, even knowing the official story is junk, but just being there where it all happened, and it just had this incredible emotional power.
And but you learn by meeting people and talking to people, and there were authors there, and you know, just, but there was a big crowd.
Yes.
And anyway, I just want to let you know that real quick. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. But you know, it's interesting, in that series of programs, The Men Who Killed Kennedy, in the very first episode, they talk about how every year on this day, there are people who just flock to Dealey Plaza, to the Grassy Knoll, which obviously is the people who don't believe the official story, and they share the information. But at this point, we already know that the majority of Americans no longer believe or trust the Warren Report. And it took something like 30 years to reach that point. But that was in the age before the internet and the independent media. And we like to say around here today that in the age of the internet, the life expectancy of a government lie can be clocked with an egg timer. And I have my official egg timer right here that I flip over anytime I see a politician speak here. Hillary just gave a very bizarre interview where she talked about being president on an alternate Earth. She's losing her reality license. Anyway, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're not getting our entry music in here right now, so let's just get on back to the show. Now, part of Thanksgiving, people are traveling, going to be a lot of cars on the road, a lot of people are taking airplanes. This is, along with Christmas, the time when you get together with your family and try desperately not to talk about politics so that you can have a pleasant time there. But there are already problems showing up. Apparently, the concourse train at the New Denver airport malfunctioned. So they've got all kinds of problems getting people on the planes down there. And for some reason, the TSA the second most hated government agency of all, has chosen Thanksgiving weekend to roll out a brand new screening process. I don't think it's by accident. And that is also exacerbating the situation, causing more delays. Very poor planning. Very, very poor planning. The time to roll out a new TSA screening system is when traffic is expected to be low. So you've got a little latitude and a little room to deal with the inevitable problems that are going to show on up. Now, Seymour Hersh now has a new article out, and basically what he's found looking through all the paperwork, apparently he's able to document that Hillary Clinton sold the nerve gas to ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria in order to use them as an excuse to invade Syria, which I don't think is going to surprise anybody who's been paying attention, but that's really what's been going on. Meanwhile, Hillary is out there commenting on Al Franken when she's not talking about being president of an alternative Earth, saying that he's a friend of mine. He doesn't need to resign right now. This is all about control of the Congress. You know, Republican accused abusers, they've got to resign. They've got to step down. They need to go right now. Democratic abusers, they're wonderful people. He's just being a comedian. He doesn't need to resign. We're going to have all of these things here going on. This is a story that is just breaking over at Government Slaves, and actually InfoWars had it first. Apparently, Texas Congressman Joe Barton, there's a video apparently he made himself of abusing himself sexually. I'm trying to put this as delicately as I can. And apparently it's online. This guy has to be on some kind of drugs. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous how some of these people are behaving. Anyway, we're getting into winter. Al Gore is still out there saying that the world is warming. It's all your fault and you need to be paying carbon taxes. But apparently Wyoming just set a new record for snowfall, 100 inches. And apparently this storm is terrible. They had 9 semi-trucks that were literally blown over in the high winds. This is going to be a very hard winter, and hopefully this will be the end of all that nonsense about human-caused global warming, because it was a scam to get your money, to get your obedience, to convince you to lower your standard of living so that there would be more for the elites to enjoy for themselves. But it was a scam. Climate has always changed. Human impact on it is microscopic at best. That big fusing ball of hydrogen up there in the sky controls climate here on Earth. So anyway, we're coming up here on the top of the hour, and when we come on back, we'll be joined by the lovely Lady Claire.
Worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm & Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm & Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm & Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.